Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Drive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip of your love.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
Okay, so we just...
Wow.
So his teeth seem to be sliding a little bit. His glue didn't hold. I don't know if it's the humidity in New York or whatever, but you know.
I wish it were his teeth. It's his brain. It's not teeth.
So before we get to the polling about impeachment, hit you with the polling about Biden's age, since we just heard him mumbling at the UN. Now, I liked what he had to say about Ukraine, and the New York Post editorial board said Joe Biden got 100% right on Ukraine yesterday. And that's again, that's the news outlet that couldn't be prosecuting the Biden crime family harder. In fact, they're taking the lead far and away above any national news organization. Or now I sound like Joe Biden. This is a position. But I am drunk. He is old. Two completely different things.
Clearly.
I get your words straight, Jack.
So just to give myself cover for saying this, because I agree with Joe Biden on the Ukraine policy, the New York Post couldn't be stronger in their going after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. I mean, they've been leading the way, and they think he's right on Ukraine. Those things can happen, believe it
sure.
or not. So this polling on Joe Biden's age, which is quite amazing. 44% think he'll definitely die or have to resign in a second term.
Only 44%?
Well, I'll get to the next number. But so 44% think he'll die or have to resign in a second term. 22% think he may die or have to resign in a second term. So that's 66% of voters either may or he absolutely will die or resign in a second term. That's... As Charles Cook wrote in the National Review, we've never seen anything like that in modern politics, where you got a sitting president running for a second term, where two-thirds of the voters, the biggest number, the plurality, thinking he'll die or have to resign.
This idea is a bunch of malarkey.
I mean, that's amazing!
Was there a box to check for, I am so certain of it, I will gamble my entire net worth, my home, and my possessions on the proposition that he can't possibly finish a second term? If there is anybody out there willing to take that bet, should he be elected, I will take your action, come at me.
Between that poll... The David Ignatius thing in the Washington Post, couple polls, remember Wall Street Journal and CBS from a couple of weeks ago that had all the lefties talking. God, the conversations that must be going on from, you know, Barack Obama to all your leading donors and like this, just, we can't do this. We all agree, right? This isn't an option to run this guy again. We are going to lose. That's got to be what they're saying.
Of course, yeah. And it's funny how often this question comes up in one form or another. Those who are saying additional scrutiny that falls upon Kamala Harris or criticism is racism and sexism and blah, blah, blah. Do they actually mean that? I mean, the old man it can't possibly finish a second term, says the vast majority of Americans.
Well, remember the Joe Scarborough quote last week? He said, Every Democrat I talk to thinks Joe Biden's too old to run again. Not 99%, every single one, he said.
Well, okay, I'm willing to admit, Michael, get 82 ready. I'm willing to admit I may be a little prejudiced against Kamala Harris. Let's all be the judge of how great a prospect she is as president. Go ahead, play that.
I'm here to say, you know, I have several expressions, but one of them is I eat no for breakfast. Somebody tells me, no, it can't be done. You figure- no, nobody like you has done this before. I don't hear that.
All right. It's funny, when Deion Sanders says it, I believe it. When you say it, it ain't quite the same.
Wow. I understand we have what was a three-minute montage of one of her favorite expressions that has been edited down severely. Can we hear that, Michael, just for fun? 81. Then we'll let Jack get back to his
rambling,
his fascinating and enlightening screed, polls, etc. Go ahead.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
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 I didn't realize
what we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be?
Okay, I can't. Yeah,
so
I
can't. Is somebody tell
30
me
minutes of that? If you can sit through that, you have the discipline of a Navy SEAL.
But
right,
so is that from like a Maya Angelou poem or JFK speech or something like that? I mean, because that's a perfectly good phrase,
Martin Luther King or something. Yeah, it's a lovely phrase. Yeah,
perfectly good phrase. But yeah,
when she's not leaning on a memorized phrase, that's when she gets into the high water. The
right.
Time for us to do.
So that was the polling on how people think Joe Biden's going to do in his second term. 44% think he'll die or resign. And you got another 22% that think he probably will die or resign, which gets you 66% of, wow. Now, this other polling, this is from Morning Consult, which is one of your highly respected polls. Axios was reporting this yesterday. Nearly half of voters support the now you talk about something you wouldn't get from the mainstream media. We're always bringing this up about how you see polling and it doesn't fit at all what I think, because I've been misled by the mainstream media. I think, wow, me and my friends don't think X. And then the mainstream media, because the mainstream media has been leading me to believe something. Then you see polling, think, oh, wow, more people believe me than believe CBS News.
For instance, yesterday, as we discussed, this isn't the transgender sports thing, is it? I don't want to steal your thunder. 70% of people do not believe biological males should be able to compete against girls and women. 70%. It's 70 to 28, and you would get the opposite idea from the legacy media.
Now, this is the impeachment situation, which we've all heard for the last week since it was announced, that pursuing an impeachment with zero evidence, you know, just constantly, nonstop drumbeat. In all media, nearly half of voters support House Republicans' recent impeachment investigation into Joe Biden, according to the poll. Here's where it gets interesting. Breaking it down, 48% of all voters said they support the current impeachment probe into the president. Trump's first impeachment, it was 37%.
Wow.
There are 11%, double digits more people agree with this impeachment of Biden than agreed with the first Trump impeachment. When the media, of course, was 100% in lockstep the other direction of course this is an impeachable offense, of course this is a crime, of course he needs to be put out because he's the craziest person we've ever had in office.
And to finish the thought, obviously, if 40% support it in the wake of the utterly one-sided media coverage of the question, that is notable.
Right.
Imagine if there were anything close to balanced coverage.
Right. Both of those numbers are amazing. So the 48% supporting it now, running completely against all the media coverage, and then the 37% for the first Trump impeachment, which was also all the media coverage was, of course, he's guilty. And it was only 37%. You would not grasp this from following the media, that half the country thinks, yeah, he probably should be impeached, including, by the way, 36% of Democrats. The number for Republicans is 63. It's about half of independents.
Wow. So over a third of Democrats support it.
Yeah.
How interesting.
And I'm guessing this since the 63% of Republicans, it's because you got a third of Republicans who feel like I feel, like I think this is going to do more harm than good. I think you'd be better off dripping and drabbing it out over the next year with committee hearings than impeachment, since it's not going to go anywhere. But that doesn't mean I don't think there's something there.
Hanson, label this segment of the podcast, Jack is Soft on Crime. Anyway, moving along.
I think that's stunning. That double digits more people support this impeachment than supported the first Trump impeachment. The way he was treated and viewed by everything from Saturday Night Live to every newscast, I mean, just all day, every day. Are you kidding me? Still.
Yeah, our media elite, entertainment elite, are a weird little subculture with a gigantic megaphone. Reminds me of some military guys used to describe the Russian army as a midget with one giant arm, meaning their nuclear capabilities.
It's just got to be a better metaphor than that. That's just...
Probably is, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. I think you're supposed to say little person now, but, you know, that's... I won't get off on my neo-Marxist kick, but constantly changing what language you're supposed to use is a way to compel you to obey. It's an innocent-looking sounding tool for getting you to submit. Anyway, having said that, the media and the media elite and entertainment elite are a tiny subsection of America with an immense megaphone, and I know a lot of you folks are more than acquainted with that, and you ignore them or you know, actively oppose them. It troubles me whenever I see where people get their news, the number of people who still get fed a steady diet of this utterly biased and incomplete coverage. Nonetheless, we're a 50-50 country. So I would argue, somewhat self-servingly, but come at me with your disagreement, if you have one ideology that is constantly trumpeted by the information masters of a society, and you have another ideology that's actively suppressed by those with the megaphone and the typewriter and the internet, and those ideologies come out about even in terms of popular support, I would argue that that one that doesn't have the megaphone is probably a stronger, better ideology, and it is so good, it wins the day in spite of the disadvantages.
So again, just in case you didn't catch it, or you drove over a bump or something like that, a significantly smaller share of voters supported the first Trump impeachment than they do the current Biden impeachment. So the whole, can you believe he's doing this? They're going forward to the impeachment, zero evidence, completely without evidence. It was presented in all the talk shows as if it's just crazy that this is happening. I don't remember you thinking it was crazy that Nancy Pelosi launched an impeachment against Trump the first time.
Right, exactly. Getting away from politics next segment, a social trend. You've heard of it. It's on the cover of magazines. That's probably killing more people than fentanyl.
Yeesh.
Plus the UAW doing their strike. They are really gambling on their future. Came across some great analysis of that. The backlash could be swift and furious.
Oh, I just saw the video of the high school band teacher getting tased. We got to get to that story.
What did the guy do? Is it a guy?
Stay tuned.
Hey, someone's a guy. Wow.
And if your kids play Fortnite, maybe you got a refund coming. That'd be a lot of kids out there. Stay tuned for all that stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
When inflation is high, we're all pros at finding creative ways to save.
Yeah, whether it's driving the extra mile for lower gas prices or grocery shopping on sale days, saving money has never been so important.
That's why we have to tell you about our new favorite way to save, Upside.
Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out.
With Upside, we're not getting slammed by inflated prices because we get cash back on every purchase.
To get started, download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong and get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside.
check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid.
Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week.
That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store.
Download the free Upside app and use promo code Armstrong to get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas.
Download the free Upside app. Just use our promo code Armstrong. That's the promo code Armstrong.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Danny Masterson's wife filed for divorce yesterday. Nothing will hurt your marriage like being convicted of rape and sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Oh, boy. Yeah, rough. 20 years. is a blip in terms of, well, it's less than a blip. It's a micro blip. It's a fraction of a micro blip in terms of a species of animals' development, evolution, if you will. The number of heart disease deaths in the United States linked to obesity tripled from 1999 to 2020. Three times greater in 2020 than in 1999, even though overall heart disease deaths declined nearly 20% during that period, thanks to a new scientific study, due to greater awareness, statins to reduce cholesterol, or all sorts of different reasons.
Yeah, medical advancements, I'm sure, are huge in a 20-year period for that, yet the deaths have gone up that much.
Right, deaths tied to obesity specifically. Obesity affects 115 million Americans, including 42% of adults and 20% of children.
Ugh.
The alarming scientific findings coincide with the rise of the left-wing body positivity moment, which seeks to achieve social justice by celebrating fatness and attacking critics for pointing out the enormous health risks associated with obesity.
Yeah, that's a weird thing that we're doing.
Well, and this article shows covers of Rolling Stone, Self, Cosmopolitan, a bunch of them, with, and I do not mean to offend anybody, but grotesquely obese women. I mean, women who are hundreds of pounds overweight being celebrated as beautiful. And in fact, lifestyle magazines such as Cosmopolitan have featured obese women on the cover alongside science-denying taglines such as, "This is healthy." And as Glenn Greenwald, who I have issues with, but he's right about a lot of things, says, those who glorify obesity or denounce efforts to reduce it are dangerous. They have blood on their hands. And the point being that so-called body positivity is killing hundreds of thousands of people, according to medical science. Or at the very least, obesity is. And anything that excuses or encourages it is actually deadly. Heart attack rates, deaths from heart disease among younger people, the under 50 crowd, skyrocketing in America. And it's directly tied to obesity.
You said hundreds. I haven't seen these pictures. Hundreds of pounds overweight. Multiples, hundreds? Like, so really, really big people.
Yeah, I mean, that gal, I would guess, is probably 250. So she's just, you know, probably 100 pounds overweight. But on a couple of these magazine covers, yeah, these gals go 300 pounds, no doubt.
Interesting. Because I was on the BMI chart just the other day, got into a conversation with somebody about it, and we were looking up BMIs. And it's amazing how quickly you're into what they call obese. And so does that factor into the statistics? And then maybe it should. I don't know. I'm not, you know. But, I mean, there's a lot of us that are obese that you would look at and think, that person's obese?
Well, while everybody knows there are serious flaws to the BMI charts, what the medical establishment calls obese has nothing to do with, that guy looks pretty good, he's a little heavy or whatever. It has to do with the medical outcomes. So, yeah, if you have the medical outcomes of an obese person, you're obese from the point of view of medicine. Again, it's highly imperfect, but
tripled in 20 years.
Yeah. It's astounding the weird, like, themes and enthusiasms the left latches onto sometimes.
Yeah, fat acceptance is an interesting one. We got a bunch of stories we're going to pay off coming up. If you miss an hour or a segment, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710. Join Tokens Radio radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I saw this on ABC News last night, and I was thinking, if you were in a high school band, you might have wanted your band director to be tased at various points, but this is a different sort of story. Here we go.
The arrest of this popular band director has parents fuming, and Birmingham authorities are defending the arrest. Police were trying to clear the stadium, but the bands from the two high schools kept playing on. Students say it was part of a regular competition after games. When the band from Minor High School, the visiting team, wouldn't stop playing, police surrounded the director, Johnny Mims, telling him to leave. But he kept refusing, even when they turned off the lights. That's when police went to arrest him. An officer fired his stun gun on the band director at least three times. The director is now fighting criminal charges, disorderly conduct, physical harassment, and resisting arrest.
I have so many questions.
Now, I've been around these kind of things, these, like, band competitions of who can play the latest. There's one I've been to several times. It goes at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. But I don't know if you need to tase the band director who's trying to be the band that hangs out the longest after the game.
I'm totally unaware of that phenomenon slash contest.
Yeah,
how
it's
interesting.
Just a we got spirit, how about you sort of thing.
Wow. Okay. I'm in favor of that, I guess.
But
unless
okay.
I live next door.
But I don't know.
They refused to stop playing.
As we got this text, and the marching band refused to yield, if you're old enough to remember the Don McLean classic. they tased the band director.
What an odd incident.
Right. Good God. What terrible judgment, in my opinion. Tell the guy, look, you win. It's now 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it was. This is a residential neighborhood. We got to end it. If you don't stop, we're going to have to fine you or something. You know,
well, isn't
but you
that what they did? Do you know that that's not what they did?
No, but then you let it go. And eventually they go home. You can't tase the guy. You can't tase the guy out on a football field. I mean, that's crazy.
He's violating the law. He's resisting arrest. He's disregarding lawful orders by law enforcement.
That is crazy.
You got a marching band playing at 2 a.m. in your neighborhood,
well,
and you're like, well, don't do anything to shut it down.
I don't actually know what time it was. I don't think it was that late. But
mm.
I think tasing the band director is insane. Although... I had a band director that I wouldn't mind seeing tased for a variety of much lesser crimes.
See, there you go. Maybe this guy, I don't know, maybe he directed waltzes in 4/4 time or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm flat. I'm always flat.
I will continue to be flat until I graduate. So there.
Remember, you never saw the last episode of MASH because of this guy.
That's right. That was the main thing I was mad about. We had musical practice and they did not... move musical practice on to a different night or earlier or later for the last episode of MASH, the most watched television show in history. So I never saw it. I don't know how it ended. They're still there as far as I know. A couple of quick things that I wanted to hit you with. Byron York is staying on this story of the F-35 disappearing for a whole day and saying, we deserve answers. Here's what he writes in the Washington Examiner. A Marine pilot abandoned a fighter jet that is 51 feet long with a 35-foot wingspan, weighs 35,000 pounds with who knows what kind of armaments in midair over a metro area with more than a 500,000 people in it. The public needs answers. What do you think of that?
I really like and respect Byron York. And he's right to the extent that those answers can be provided without violating or disseminating national secrets.
Yeah, this is where you hope your representative government works, in that you don't have to tell us all this stuff, because that wouldn't be a good thing to tell China and Russia, but you do have to hope that your representatives in government are getting answers as to, hey, you can't just eject from this giant airplane full of bombs, perhaps, and have it flying over populated areas and crashing into the ground and not tell us what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously that it was equipped with bombs, but that aside, yeah, I can think of a number of different scenarios where they need to keep quiet what happened, because it would disclose a vulnerability or something about, you know, who knows, navigation systems.
Or certainly if it was hacked, like, you know, some people are speculating.
Yeah, that seems like a stretch, but it's not impossible, I suppose. Yeah, I'd have to read the Byron York piece. It's an interesting point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking the other day about electric cars and how they're a rolling computer is what they are, with Wi-Fi, and so they're hackable, and I'm sure our planes are flying computers to a great extent. I don't know how hackable they are, and I'm sure we spend a great deal of time trying to make sure they're not hackable, but boy, a fighter plane however many years ago would have been absolutely not hackable at all under any circumstances.
No, unless you literally had an axe and hacked it.
Yeah, different story. UN yesterday. I have now lived long enough, thank you God, to have learned some lessons. And one of them is, I guess you got to keep fighting for certain principles, because I thought a lot of questions had been settled. And I was wrong. For instance, free speech. I thought we all had decided that free speech was the way to go. And it really wasn't even worth discussing anymore, because we all agree, but I was wrong. And we've seen that in the United States and college campuses and all that sort of stuff. Yesterday, UN, in front of the whole the dealio, the New Zealand Prime Minister said free speech is a weapon of war and censorship is necessary to protect free speech.
Wow, and that is one of your Anglo republics, democracies.
That's a Western civ country saying free speech is a weapon of war and censorship is necessary. I thought it was a settled question, and guess I was wrong. Guess you need to, every generation, keep making the argument to hang on to these things.
Yeah, you know, I could see, like, in wartime, protection of information, that sort of thing, there's some speech that's restricted, but the government of New Zealand, particularly through COVID, absolutely showed its true stripes and its willingness to adopt totalitarian-type powers in the name of the good of the people. You need to trust us. We're going to take away your rights to keep you safe. They're way too soft on that sort of thing in New Zealand.
Yeah, I know very little about New Zealand other than that's where hobbits come from. Yes, Mike?
Exactly. Perhaps Frodo and Gandalf can put a whooping to the current prime minister.
Hey, parents, if your kids spent a bunch of money, or your money, on Fortnite stuff, I got some news for you in just a second. But first this.
A word from our friends at SimpliSafe Home Security. A lot of folks get busier in the fall with school back in session, soccer practice, whatnot, and you leave your home empty and vulnerable. That's why we recommend SimpliSafe Home Security and the revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 live guard protection.
Yeah, it's made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera, available with the Fast Protect monitoring plan. What does that mean? Well, they've got monitoring agents that are actually seeing, speaking to, and deterring criminals if they come into your home. Yeah, they're going to be able to talk to them and say, hey, cops are on the way, so enjoy your thievery, you thief.
Right. The new Smart Alarm indoor camera, the only indoor security camera that can trigger the alarm, instantly deter intruders with a built-in siren or the SimpliSafe folks cussing them out. And it has a physical privacy shutter to provide protection when you need it and privacy when you want that. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So much crime. It's frustrating, but you got to protect yourself. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I think Fortnite's the most popular video game in the world, or it's right there in the top handful. My kids just downloaded the most recent version and couldn't wait and got so excited that the Fortnite world had shown up on their Nintendo Switches or your PC or whatever that you're using on. Well, a lot of these video games, and I've noticed this over the years, they make it kind of hard to understand. Am I buying something now or not? And there's a lot of in-game things that you can buy or your kids can buy. So you kind of have to set your kids up with like an open credit card a lot of times to be able to play these games. And
really?
You can have it so you always sign off on it, but that gets to be kind of a pain in the neck, too, if I get a text at work. Anyway, The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, said Tuesday it started notifying 37 million people who are entitled to a refund from Fortnite maker Epic Games that in 2022, last year, agreed to pay $500 million to settle allegations that it was using deceptive practices, including what they call dark patterns, to fool people into buying items such as costumes, dance moves, and loot crates, which I know my kids have done. I don't know if I'm going to take the time to go through all the paperwork to try to get my $9.99 back or whatever, but yeah, they make it a little slippery as to, are you actually buying this dance or not? A new dance for your character.
Boy, in high school, if I could have bought some dance moves, I certainly would have, as I have none. That's wild. Wow. So you can earn this stuff through playing the game skillfully or just buy it.
Right, correct. Correct.
Well, that's insidious. I mean, that's
no, Yeah.
I mean, they put a needle in your bank account and are draining it. Slowly, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. You can Google it if you're interested and figure it out. I'm guessing there's more paperwork than I care to fill out to try to get $12 back or $9 or whatever it was.
I choose to Bing it, but to each their own.
And you know who's going to make the real money off the whole thing, of course.
Of course, the lawyers.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That works, yeah. Fantastic.
There's so many things that I became, my kids grew up before they became factors in parenting, for which I am grateful. Those of you still actively parenting children, adolescents, teenagers, I salute ye and wish ye well, because it ain't easy. Wow.
One more thing I want to mention before we take a break is CNN posted its lowest weekend ratings in recorded history in the key demo over the weekend.
I wonder if that's because they're terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, I often watch the State of the Union with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, Fareed Zakaria's show, also on Sunday. They totaled just 55,000 viewers in the important 25 to 54 demo. 55,000.
Wow. Nationwide, a nation of 330 million people.
For the channel that is the most trusted name in news, that is nothing.
I was pretty surprised and pleasantly surprised that Dana Bash actually hit Gavin Newsom with some reasonably tough questions.
There was probably, speaking of video games, there was probably some high school kid playing Fortnite with more viewers watching him at the same time as the CNN show was on.
Oh, that's guaranteed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Changing times. The world's changing, Joe. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah, I noticed. That reminds me of our theme of earlier, that the traditional media outlets get such wildly outsized attention and influence, given, you know, where the eyes and ears of particularly younger people actually are.
Yeah, I grew up with coming home and my dad would flip on the evening news, and my kids are not growing up with me flipping on the evening news. I watch it later because of this job, you know, in like video cast form on my phone or whatever, but they're not growing up with it. They won't even, when they're older, it won't even cross their mind that there's such thing as an evening newscast at the end of your work day to tune in. It wouldn't even be part of their thinking pattern at all, of course.
Sure, right, yeah. I'm reminded of the recent meme stock phenomena that have happened, and I'm thinking in a similar way, I could easily see, like, there be some sort of violent overthrow of the government of Akron, Ohio, or something like that, and it'll all have been fomented by somebody on Switch, or TikTok, or Instagram, or something, and it'll come completely out of left field for most of us, but somebody who's got millions and millions of followers will be at the heart of it, and the rest of us will be standing there saying, now who did this?
Right, it's like Prime being the hottest energy drink in the country because of Jake Paul. And if you're over the age of like 35, you'd say, who the hell's Jake Paul? So, more on the way. Stay with us.
Watch the news.
Good idea, son.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's official, fall is here, and with the kids at school and spare time filled with soccer practices and seasonal activities, your home may be sitting empty and vulnerable.
That's why we recommend Simply Safe Home Security and the revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 Live Guard Protection.
Yeah, it's designed to help stop crime in real time, so now, if an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through Simply Safe's new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera.
24/7 Live Guard Protection is made possible by the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera, available with a Fast Protect monitoring plan.
You can install it yourself in about 30 minutes or have a Simply Safe expert set it up for you.
Either way, it's an easy way to protect your home. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for that discount. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
You wouldn't know this unless you watch Fox, but the border is insane right now. You know, the numbers had dropped off a little bit, but they're back up very high, setting records. And nobody talking about it. Also, they did an autopsy on those aliens down in Mexico, and it turns out they're real. So I don't know why that's not a bigger story. We'll get to that in hour three.
That wasn't exactly what I got from the reports, but stay with us. Repercussions of the immigration chaos on the border are really interesting to watch. I thought this was a good point made by the New York Times reporting on Prez Biden's slurring, rambling address to the UN. Give me an example of that, Michael. What do we have? Where is that stuff? I don't see it. Where's our old president? Somebody help us.
We played 84.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
Is that a teeth thing? Why do you start talking like that when you get old?
That's a neurological thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'll bet it is. It's got to be. I mean, he is so much slurrier and whisperier than he was 2 years ago. The decline has been shocking.
Yeah.
Again, there are people running around saying, oh, he could serve another term. They're just liars. Liars or they're nuts. Anyway, so the president has made a transition that I found pretty interesting. At least a dozen times during his first year in office, he used a phrase, essentially, a battle between democracy and autocracy.
Mm-hmm.
He used it a dozen times or more during his second year. But he's used it less during his third year in office and notably did not make any reference to it whatsoever at the UN General Assembly yesterday. And I think that's a very, very good idea. And the New York Times
points out
that... It's a good
idea that he didn't use it or that he was using it before?
Okay. That he did not, yeah.
Okay.
The New York Times points out that the phrase is a pretty good encapsulation of the struggle between, for instance, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea with Western Europe and several other rich countries, as opposed to Russia and China leading the world order. So it's a decent enough description. But then they get to what's obvious to those of us who are kind of realpolitik people in terms of international relations. Most other countries, though, have not chosen sides, and some of them are democracies, some autocracies. They're willing to work closely with Washington and Beijing, depending on the issue and with their own self-interest in mind. And they say these countries tend to be flawed democracies like Brazil, India, Israel, Nigeria, or autocracies, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam. If the U.S. suggests that only democracies are welcome in its alliance, the alliance will shrink.
Interesting. I didn't know Vietnam was an autocracy.
Yeah. The communists won back in the day. You may recall evacuating the embassy, etc., and they remain in power today.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew the part from 1975, but I didn't know it was still that way today.
Oh, yeah. Walter Russell Mead, foreign policy expert at the Hudson Institute. I'm still waiting for that first think tank job offer, by the way. I think all the time. I'd be good at it. Anyway, he says, quote, defining the current contest as one between democracies and autocracies is a flawed strategy. Abroad, this approach weakens America's ties with key allies and exposes us to devastating charges of systemic hypocrisy. And I would tend to agree. In fact, Jake Sullivan, the Muppet-looking national security advisor, acknowledged
another ad hominem attack. It's another ad hominem Wednesday.
I will not have you attack me in Latin. Quote, I do not think we are dealing with the gathering and march of autocratic forces in ways that are not in the United States national interest. Oh, that was just gobbledygook. What he's trying to say is, look, you're going to have all sorts of different allies around the world. Some of them you're going to join together because, hey, you're a democracy, we're a democracy. Hey, that's cool. Some of them you're going to bribe. Some of them you're going to threaten. That's just the nature of international relations. So constantly beating the drum, this is a fight between democracies and autocracies, is foolish, especially because, and you remade this point the other day, and I don't think nearly enough people get this, Western Europe, Great Britain, the United States, became democracies, republics, what have you, representative governments, after hundreds of years of building toward it. The Magna Carta, English common law, the compromise of this, that, and the other throughout the years in Europe. it took a long damn time. No, I'll grant you things, everything goes a lot faster in the modern world. But the idea that you can demand Saudi Arabia become a democracy, it's just not realistic. It's just silly.
Mm-hmm. It is silly.
You can say, hey, we'll help you get rich, but you got to rein in some of your excesses. That's as good as it gets, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I don't want to get bone sawed.
Well, there's that, too. Brett Baer's been reporting from Saudi Arabia this week. It's been really interesting. It's a bit much, because I want to hear the other news, but it's been interesting.
Try not to get bone sawed, Brett. We'll see you next hour. If you missed the hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.